This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 720, down 2 1/4. March is 723 3/4, down 2. Soft December, 655 1/4, down 3/4. March, 666 1/4, down 1. December corn, 424, down 1. July, 449 1/2, down 3/4. November soybeans, 1266, up 6 3/4. January, 1258, up 7 3/4. July, 1229 1/2, up 5. December soybean meal, 396.30, up 3.50. December soybean oil, 41.33, up 18. December live cattle, 132.15, up 10. November feeders, 165.27 1/2, up 50. And December lean hogs are 87.47 1/2, and they're down 77 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, here it is Wednesday, 2 days before the day, and the day being a day we receive a crop production report and WASDE numbers, something we haven't seen in 2 months. What do you think the technicals of the trading this week are trying to suggest relative to what we might see on Friday?
Well, I think what they're doing is they're searching to, you know, they're searching for support. They're searching for selling places. They're searching for buying places. You know, when you looked at the corn market yesterday, we went down to 424. Today we've gone down to 424 again. You know, would be technically a double bottom if we complete the day. I think all they're doing is just trying to do what the market is supposed to do, and that's called discovery, and it's called price discovery. I think that when you look at the bean market, you know, the bean market basically went down today, tested the 100-week moving average, and just found a whole bunch of buyers right at that point in time. So it's a matter of just trying to figure out where is a strong bottom, and, well, we haven't looked to see where the strong tops are, but we have a pretty good idea where they are from a technical standpoint, so... It's searching, and you have to remember, you know, this is quiet trade in a week like this, you know, before a big report. So, if you do find something significant, you usually get a pretty big move out of it. That hasn't happened at all.
I know that fundamentals haven't mattered much this week.
No, they certainly haven't. Although today we are hearing more talk about, you know, the idea that we've got really strong demand from September to November, and that maybe the first quarter of the quarterly grain stocks may be as tight or maybe just close to as tight as what we were last year, which would support a good bottom in this marketplace. But we've got quite a ways to go before we're going to find out about that. You know, the fundamentals,
only one matters right now,
when
size of the crop.
Said, almost 159 for a yield, and the trade hardly even blinked. It tells you that they're probably trading more in the 160 level is where they are. And so if we come in under 160 on the report on Friday, we could actually possibly take a small bounce. But at that point in time, I tell producers, I'll tell you what, guys, you better take advantage of any opportunities we have for a move higher, because if we do indeed see a 14-billion bushel crop and a 2-billion bushel carryout, the prices ultimately will get lower than where they are right now.
So I have in my right hand, and handing it to you, a yellow highlighter.
Okay.
What number or numbers are you going to highlight on Friday as the most important numbers for the trade to consider?
Well, I believe that if we go by the individual, you know, by the individual product or the individual commodity, I think the most important number on the corn side is going to be harvested acres. I don't care what yield is. Yield's important, of course, and it is the leading thing. But the harvested acres, the idea that they're thinking that we're going to drop harvested acres I believe is going to be the number one most important thing. We can see yield do a lot of different things, but if we don't drop those harvested acres, we're going to come in at higher than a 14 billion bushel crop for sure. And so that would be my highlight there. On beans, I'd have to say, harvested acres are pretty secure on beans, so I'm not as concerned about that. Yield is probably going to be the biggest one on beans, but those to me would be the two that are going to be the leader. And of course, you know, when you look at corn, you've always got to be looking at that 2 billion bushel number. Are we going to be above 2 billion bushel carryout?
That's the number, the ending stocks, it seems to me. So many moving parts that I think if there's a number to look at, it will be the ending stocks for corn and beans.
It's going to be an interesting, you know, and the thing is, you know, all those other parts tend to drive how the traders look at the entire market, too, and what's going to happen there. So the key will still be, I guess, when you come right down to the bottom, it's what's our demand going to be? You know, are they going to project a stronger demand because of the drop that we've seen in these prices? And, you know, we know that the demand for beans has been outstanding. We still have an inverted market there. On corn, demand seems to be picking up, although if you looked at yesterday, two really nice big sales yesterday, one to Unknown, which is usually China, and I couldn't do anything. But I think that's more or less a reflection of the fact that we're headed into the report.
And South Korea this morning canceled its tender, thinking it's going to get cheaper corn prices.
Yes. And you know, it's been many years since we've been facing this type of a mentality. And I think that's the thing that producers are going to have to deal with, and that is to try and change the thought. We can't live in the past. We have to live in the present, and the present says that we could potentially have a 2 billion bushel carryout. Ultimately, I think, you know, it would stimulate a lot more export business. But at the same time, what it does is it says, okay, how low do these prices have to get to do that? And if you look at Dees corn, the 162% retracement of the move, the low from last June to the high from last September comes in at about 415. I would expect that to be a really strong point for us for right now and for future months. You know, that's the part that I think has to be thought about when you're dealing with corn, and that is just because there's carry in the market right now, it doesn't mean by the time we get to that month that there's going to be carry there. And so, you know, we have to do everything we can to manage the risk.
So the producer says to you, I have unpriced corn bushels, and Jackie, I will do whatever is necessary to get to $5 in my pocket. Can you get them there?
If he has unpriced bushels, well, the first thing we have to do is, of course, manage downside risk on his unpriced bushels. There are a lot of different strategies you can use to add on. But the first thing you have to do is make sure you can hang on to what you currently have. And I think, you know, that's the key. We've heard a lot of talk in the last week about seasonal lows. You know, these are the seasonal lows. We can't go any lower. You can't is not a word that exists in trade language. I remember 98. We saw the RSI, which everybody says we're oversold at 30, go down to 9. And so I would say that can it be done? Yes, but the number one thing has to be dealing with what you currently have and making sure you can hang on to that.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Dave.
Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 720 down 2.25. March is 723.5 down 2.25. Soft December is 656.75, up 3/4, and March is 667.5, up 1/4. December corn is 424.25, down 3/4. July, 449.75, down 1/2. November soybeans, 1267, up 7.75. January, 1258, up 7.75. July, 1229.75, up 5.25. December soybean meals, 396.50, up 370. December soybean oil, 41.29, up 14 cents. And December lean hogs are 87.52 and a half, and they're down 72.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.